This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So March Madness, I figured out what March Madness has that makes it so special. At this point, I don't think there are a lot of sports. I think there's two sports that own the day from, let's say, 10 a.m. to midnight. Mm-hmm. The NFL and college football, they have it every week.
No matter, I said it here. They own Sunday.
They own Sunday and they own Saturday.
Yeah.
And they own entire days. That's what makes NFL number one. That's what makes college number two.
Yeah.
MLB doesn't have a day. Hell, their opening day started the other day. We didn't even know what happened. It happened at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magnitude of opening day anymore. The romanticism's gone. NBA doesn't own a day. NFL took Christmas from them. They try. I mean, even Christmas, not as many people were watching. The NFL just took Christmas from them.
Say, we'll take that.
We'll take that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll take Christmas too.
Yeah.
There is the beauty of March Madness is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they own a day. They own 8 days on the sports calendar. They own them.
Yeah.
NFL owns every Sunday. They own all their playoff games. College football owns every Saturday. Those are the only two sports that can say it. And I think that's what makes the NFL and college football king. And the other thing about it, this is funny. Like when you talk about college basketball and you talk about, you know, why is March Madness popular? Because some of the basketball sucks. Like, let's just be honest. Like you don't get A&M and U of H a lot. There's been some bangers in this tournament, but you don't get that often. But you hear, well, it's a bracket. It's about your bracket. You know, your bracket, yada, 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 yada. The NFL has fantasy football every Sunday, which I think is even like a more intense version of your bracket because you drafted the team, you're attached to the team, you get the slate wiped clean, you're directly competing with someone. There's like traditions of it. So the bracket has kind of been like the NFL has taken the bracket in a popularity sense to it to an even higher level when it comes to fantasy football. But that's what I think the best way I can describe March Madness is you can criticize the basketball, you can talk about a lot of stuff, but they own the day. And I think are there any other sports? 713-572-4610. Are there any other American sports outside of NFL, college football, and March Madness that own multiple days?
No. And in terms of like an extended period of time or the season,
just you wake up to the end of the day.
Because I know I'll look at the text board in just a second. I have it open, but I'm not looking. I'm sure somebody's going to say, "Well, the Masters owns that." No. Now I'm talking about like every day and extended. No, they do, but I mean not like extended period of time. In fact, I mentioned this to you before the show as well. Like, I think March Madness, if you really want to just kind of put it in blunt terms, is the third biggest sport in America. March Madness. Not college basketball. March Madness. It's bigger than MLB.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What are you doing Thursday?
It's bigger than the NBA.
What are you doing Thursday?
I mean, I'm just as an example, because I know millions of people who do this probably. My son worked from home Thursday and Friday because he wanted to watch basketball. I mean, that happened. Traffic was lighter on the streets Thursday and Friday. Did you notice that? Like there's a reason for that. Those days are owned. Like, the NFL is the number one sport in America. College football is the number two sport in America. Now, you might love other sports dearly and disagree with me, but you're wrong. Like, in terms of just the numbers, the television numbers. March Madness is the third biggest sport in America. Nobody watches college basketball.
No.
During the regular season.
No.
And then it becomes, like I saw something, and this was from a reputable source. Like, will women's basketball eclipse come on. What are we doing? No.
Boy, they're trying, man.
No, it won't.
ESPN's putting it on the front page.
It won't.
It's not.
It's not going to happen.
You are trying to make this happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Can't wait to see Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, okay.
You and about, a couple million other people. It's not going to be 60 million people.
On the text line, 832, Houston isn't a hockey town, but the Stanley Cup is huge as well. That's one event, sir.
They don't own the day.
Yeah, talking about the day. I'm talking about multiple games. You wake up at 11, hey, I'm going to watch this, and then at midnight, I'm going to go to sleep. That's every Saturday during college football season, and that's every Sunday during NFL football season.
Yes.
And you have the bracket element on Sunday with the NFL. That's why the NFL is there, and there's magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing March Madness has. It's magnitude. It's win or go home.
Yeah.
It is win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that in baseball. You don't have that in NBA basketball. NBA basketball has actually decreased magnitude. That's what makes college basketball so exciting. Why March Madness hangs around despite what the product is, because they have it. Nobody, mm-hmm. they don't have it. You don't have it, baseball.
Baseball used to own opening day.
Used to.
Now there's like four of them.
It's going to be under the radar now. Tell me when that happens.
Yeah.
How they's fitting that in? All right, me, you, and Figgy. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do a production meeting. You ready?
Yes, right. Let's go.
All right, it's Thursday. We're getting mm-hmm. Sports Center ready. MLB opening day today. Mm-hmm. We got that. We got half the Sweet 16 games as well. The Ohtani thing is going on. Mm-hmm. We got all that drama. NFL, who knows what they're going to do? They might have a rule change that breaks the internet.
Yeah.
Where are we starting?
NCAA tournament, please, and thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
What about, do we want to go to the Ohtani scandal, or do we want to talk about the actual games of opening day?
Ohtani, please.
Okay, there you go. Well, the NFL just passed a rule, by the way. You're barely allowed to tackle someone.
Yeah. Say no more. like literally, just say the letters. Well, the NFL, done. That's your story. That's one of your lead stories. It's and the other thing is, people get a little bit bristled, but more and more people are recognizing it. When you say, well, college football is the second biggest sport in the country.
Everybody knows that.
No, it is.
No, it's not close.
It is, yeah.
It's a whole Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, college football has, I mean, some people, I don't know if the kids still do this or not. Let me know, kids. We got some young cats in college. I'm talking to, what's the generation after millennials?
Is it Alpha? No. I thought you meant the new generation right now.
Yeah.
It's
Gen X.
ZX.
All right, whatever, X and Z.
Yeah.
Do y'all still get up at 9 a.m. to watch college game day? Because that used to be me. I got to get up at 9.
They will.
I'm still burping tequila. There's keg beer still on me from my keg stands on my shirt.
Got that dank beer smell.
Pop open a couple beers, go in the shower,
drink
some beers, and turn on college game day. It might even start earlier than that for them.
Yes, I think they do. I think the next – I just said what the top three sports are in America now. You know what maybe number three, and it'll bump March Madness now. But you know what the number four most popular sport in America is going to be very, very soon?
You're going to say soccer.
No. The college football bracket. No, I'm serious.
No.
It's NFL.
Oh, damn. We're going to get to fill out college brackets.
Yes.
Oh,
it's number one is NFL.
Oh, snap.
Number two is college football. Number three will probably be March Madness for a long time still. But the number four most popular sport is going to be the college football bracket.
I'm going to be a degen, and I'm going to say this on the air, and I'm going to ask you if you want to partake in this.
Okay.
Would you be down with a Sweet 16 bracket, $100 buy-in, where how many ever people we can get,
mm-hmm.
you put $100 in,
mm-hmm.
but the top half get to keep their money. So you're not losing $100. It's not like you're risking $100. Like if me, you,
if eight Sean, people join four, if
me,
is gonna get-
if me, you, Sean, Clint, Ron, Figgy or something, throw $100 in, and that's six guys. Yeah. The top three get their hundo back, and then the rest goes to the winner. So the rest goes to the winner. Would you be down with that?
You mean two through four get their money back, but the winner gets.
No, the winner gets his money back too, and then you get the extra.
Okay, gotcha.
So the top half, no matter what, gets the $300.
Yeah.
So if it's a $600 thing, then $100 to first, $100 to second, $100 to third, and then the $300 goes to first.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. I'm in.
You in or not?
I'm in.
Oh, hundo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get the Sweet 16. We'll get the Sweet 16 bracket going.
I got it right here.
$100 challenge. I'll send it out.
Yeah.
We'll get this guy, and if we get 10, then five.
Yeah.
But that way you're not saying, oh, it's $100 win or lose.
Yeah. No. Winner take all. Yeah. Well, it's at least not that type of joint. At least you got a chance to get your money back.
Yeah. It's not that type of joint.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. And I'm gonna do point differential upsets too.
Okay. How does that work?
So like if you pick a six to upset a three, you get an extra three.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's point differential upset. So you can swing for the fences.
I don't know if I've
want.
Ever done that before.
Yeah, so point differential upset, and then we'll go first round and we'll lay out the points.
Don't overcomplicate it though. Just leave it at that.
No, it's easy.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Yeah, and it'll be like 2 points, then four, then six, and whatever.
Yeah.
And if you call the champs. So.
I'm up, man. I did well this past weekend.
There you go.
How about that?
How about you?
Let's go, Marquette.
Good for you.
Let's go.
F you, Wisconsin. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. F y'all in every way possible.
Aggies were +8.5 too.
Man, you know what was the toughest L of this tournament? And I actually felt bad for people who made this wager. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that we got a lot of degenerates that we talked to. The Oregon going to double overtime and then not covering the five with that effort, man. I felt so bad for those folks, man.
Yeah, that's a whole world.
Man, because they played their ass off and the guy missed a free throw, and then you have them +5 and they end up falling.
Yeah. Now that was tough because they covered it twice.
Yeah.
But it was tied.
Yeah. That was rough, man.
Yeah, it was.
That was a rough one. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. So yesterday you had the Cougs advancing, Kelvin Sampson. Do you think that Kelvin Sampson, how do you think he's feeling right now? Because I kind of feel like Kelvin Sampson wasn't, I know he was proud, but I also feel like he was a lot more pissed off than he was acting.
No,
after
see,
the
I'm
game.
The exact opposite.
You don't think so?
No, I think
you don't think he was mad?
I think he puts on a show because he's trying to either lobby for calls in the future or lobby for calls in the game. Like what I've said about the foul shooting discrepancy and the players in foul trouble, that was the Aggies executed that game plan perfectly. Kelvin Sampson knew that. Like literally from the first possession to the last possession, the Aggies were driving, get them on the heels. The Cougs are not used to teams being able to drive on them like that. Now they played great help defense, but he knows what Buzz Williams was doing. He was doing that on purpose to try to get them in trouble. And he also knew, I got the shooters. You know, we're going to try to drive the ball, do it with whomever, Shed with a great dunk and everything else, but then kick to guys like Sharp, et cetera. He knew how that game played out. If he was mad at anything, it's that they didn't cover it.
Well, I just think he's a perfectionist and didn't want it to be as sloppy of a finish.
Yes.
But I think I'm not trying to be moral victory guy. I think Buzz should be very proud with the way that his fellas ended that one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a lot of ifs when it comes to intense games like this. Like I don't think the officiating foul discrepancy. Like that, I don't that, care that was, about foul discrepancy.
There could be some issues with the officiating, but not that.
Yeah, the jump ball at the end, the push off, whatever, the out of bounds call, A&M. But like foul discrepancy, A&M was aggressive as hell. Taylor didn't even play good, man.
No, I know.
That's
crazy. And they missed those free throws.
They were that close, and Taylor was not even good.
Yeah,
and they missed. And that dude is cold.
And he can get to the rack.
That dude is cold.
And they missed a lot of free throws in the first half. Did better in the second. But yeah, no, it was tremendous. And you talked about it. There's not some very good basketball played, but because of the bracket and everything else, the tournament is always entertaining. But that was good basketball and the bracket.
Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. I'm trying to solve a mystery right now. I just texted Bajani, who filled in last week. He said I ignored him in the elevator. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm trying to investigate
this. So, Figgy, what exactly did he say, or did you talk to him?
I'm asking him, like,
Yeah, I guess he was up here early on Thursday, and I guess Landry's getting on the elevator. He was getting off, and I guess he said, hey, what's up, man?
Was Thursday when we spoke to the A&M kids?
It was Wednesday.
Okay, well, so he was getting off and I was getting on?
I guess so. I guess y'all was
That's
just walking
not an
past
elevator,
each other.
Right?
I guess y'all was, I don't know if y'all was passing each other or what. But.
So here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the no acknowledgement is nothing.
Yeah.
But when we spoke to the A&M kids, we spoke to the A&M kids, it went a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
Normally I get home.
You got baby to take
care.
The
nanny leaves at 3:30.
Yeah.
I got home at 5:30.
Yikes.
So the nanny was there. I had to take her to the bus. I told the nanny, I'm so sorry. I will try to get here at 2:30 tomorrow so that you can leave early.
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about? We didn't ride in the elevator together.
You left before he
Yeah, that's not an elevator ride.
Yeah.
A passing by each other in the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an elevator ride.
I don't know. I guess his thing was he spoke to you and you ain't say nothing back to him, I guess.
What?
That's what he said. I guess you didn't say anything to him when he spoke to you.
I feel like he's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe he was in the zone or something. Sometimes people be in the zone where they might be somewhere else.
What's a speak to on the elevator?
Yeah, I don't
like what isn't that a head nod area?
Hey, what's up?
When someone's getting on an elevator and someone's getting off, that's a head nod.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because the door is shutting. Mm-hmm. That's a head nod.
Yeah.
But I guess he said what's up to you.
A head nod's a what's up. When you're getting in the elevator.
Did you do a head nod?
He fills in and then slanders and lies.
So you didn't even ride the elevator with him?
No.
It was just like crossing paths?
It was, oh, I got to get home at 2:30. I'm rushing home. What's up, Bajani?
I thought you were on the elevator together.
Come on, bro.
And didn't, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on, that's not.
Yeah. Like, you think I'm going to be on the elevator and not talk to him?
Yeah.
Like, come on. that's how you take advantage of the fill-in.
Yeah.
You lie. way to take advantage of the rep, man. I'm with Spillane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Spillane on Bajani's performances.
God. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Spillane on this.
You're having a bad day.
I mean, come on, bro. Like, when the elevator's closing, especially here at 2, and you're getting on when someone's getting off, like, hey, what's up? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's not a conversation.
And then he said that I didn't tell him that I was off. Dude, I didn't know I was off till 4.
Yeah, I got proof of that.
Yeah, I got the text.
You texted me, yeah.
I texted Figgy, too. I said I was off. It's not my job. Why wouldn't you text me if you're filling in?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to text you? Like, if I'm filling in for someone, it's, hey, guys, I have this. I got to do that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
What more do I have to do around here?
What more do I have to do around here? I mean, I do enough already.
Hey, Lopez is off. Let me get this to you.
Yeah.
I rode in the elevator with you. Like, we're just lying now. We're just making stuff up.
Oh, maybe he should be a slime ball.
I mean, it's fine. I don't even want to acknowledge him right now.
Yeah.
If he wants to say I didn't when I did, then I just won't acknowledge him. What? I rode an elevator with you.
Well, I guess not.
No, the elevator was closing. You were walking in. I walked out. I said, sup, head nod, and I didn't talk to you. Yeah, the elevator was closing.
You got to do better, Leonard.
And there was someone else in there.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, so I'm supposed to be the jerk? No, or maybe there wasn't, but I'm supposed to be the jerk and keep the door open?
Yeah.
Come on, brother. we're just lying now. Goodness gracious, the madness in more ways than one. Coming up, lunchtime confessions, life-changing. I need some of y'all's help in this because my life has changed, and I'm kind of starting to understand when guys like Lopez, and yes, I do mean guys like Lopez, say some of the things they say. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This is a funny one because it's funny to me, and I think it's just funny in general. When people were talking about John Calipari's buyout, and they said $33 million, obviously I'm an ag guy. I thought to myself, that's all? That's it? Just 33? We could do 33. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Just ask Jimbo about that. 33? Quit your bitching. I was like, they go, $33 million buyout. I was like, come on. We got this.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So my life kind of changed. And when you hear like someone who's been through the game of parenting, when you hear them say, man, you better enjoy this. You better savor every moment. It changes. It can change at the drop of a hat. I don't want to say I roll my eyes, but you don't fully grasp it until you kind of live it. So last Thursday, we got a crawler.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's crawling.
How about that?
The baby's crawling.
She's doing the army crawl or full on crawl?
She's doing both. And okay. She's raising up, all that type of stuff. So yeah. She's crawling.
Yeah.
Right after that, the very next day, she's crawling through things. She's crawling over things. She's moving all over the place. I don't know what happened. Like she used to just need to be held. And now all of a sudden, she's not only crawling, she's crawling over stuff, through stuff, attacking stuff, all that.
Good for her.
How does this happen so quickly, my man? And I don't know. Am I in for a treat? Because part of me says I can put her down and she can kind of entertain herself and you still got to watch her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need to be held all the time. And if she rolls over, she can roll herself over. I don't know the balance here. But my confession is I understand what you mean when you say, man, it changes pretty quickly. And you also always get the, wait till they start crawling around.
And then walking and all that. A couple things about this that I've always believed. I just think they're true. Like, you're going to blink your, I've told you this, you're going to blink your eyes and all of a sudden you're going to be walking her down the aisle. Like, it's going to feel like you blinked your eyes. It's true. And the other thing is, it's all the best time. It's all the best age. Like, the best age is this, the best age is that. Nah. It's every age is the best age. I got kids in their 30s now, and I feel like it's the best age because we do stuff, we just everything. Like, you know, we travel together sometimes and gamble together and all that stuff. It's all the best age. But she's going to start getting into stuff. You got to get your house baby-proof. There's for sure about that.
Watch this.
So I was out Friday because I donated a trip at the Bite Me Podcast Feeding Frenzy, event we did last summer to raise money. And it raised about $20,000, about 40. Well, I'm not going to say how much, but a lot of money was on a fishing trip with all four of us from the podcast, Captain Dean, Captain Scott, Captain Caleb, and myself. So on one boat, I had the auction winners on my boat with Caleb.
Okay.
I realized more than ever, and I've always said this, because people say, oh, you should be a guide if you like it that much, a fishing guide, a professional captain. I do not ever, 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 ever want to be a professional guide. The pressure you feel and the disappointment.
Oh, hell no, man, because it's not all your control, but you're going to get all the blame.
The pressure you feel is ridiculous.
No, it's crazy.
And then I posted a video on my Twitter. I think you saw it. Once you even get people on fish, and it wasn't their fault. It happens. And then they had two really nice redfish on, like pull and drag, that the whole thing. And boop, boop, they both lost the fish. I was like so disappointed. Because like I can go back out. You know, I can go fish again or go to the next spot or whatever. But this was like an auction thing. There is no way in hell I would ever, ever, ever be a professional fisher. I don't know how they do it. To put like people pay you money to take them fishing. They expect fish.
It's insane.
They expect fish.
Watch this.
I gotta confess, man, This might be the biggest lie ever told in advertising, and that's saying a lot. This is Jay Wright's, and if you don't know who Jay Wright is the former Villanova coach. He's probably the best dressed coach in the recent history of sports. I mean, he makes Steve Harvey look like he shops at freaking Ross the way that he dresses. Mm-hmm. He's got the perfect hair. He's always looking sharp. You know, he probably is on like some sort of moisturizing technique, all that. Pretty boy. Probably $300 haircuts, I would say.
Yeah.
But this is his commercial in March.
Great clips, rights and wrongs with Jay Wright.
Wrong. Coping with an upset by giving yourself bangs. Right. Feeling better with a fresh haircut at Great Clips. You could win a trip to the 2025 Final Four. Great rebound.
All right, come on, brother. My confession is this. You ain't fooling
Have
nobody.
Have you seen his hair?
You ain't fooling nobody trying to tell people you go to Great Clips. That's as bad as Tom Brady writing the TB12 method and then trying to tell me to go to Subway and get me a cold cut trio.
A cold cut combo?
Come on, brother. You ain't fooling nobody.
Meatball sub.
You ain't fooling nobody.
He ain't doing it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I can't be the only person who felt this. And I know that I'm this old school journalist.
Are you?
Whatever.
You old school?
No, when it comes to like the journalism part of it. Yeah. Something about Jim Nance in a red Cougars hoodie. And
doesn't feel right?
Cheer. It just hit me funny, man. It just hit me funny. I get it. He's proud of his school. He's, you know, he's a big, you know, Coug and all that. But boy, it just, I don't know what it was. It just, it felt weird. Did it feel weird to you?
I mean, we've known this for a while.
Like, I know.
Were you surprised he went to Houston?
No, I've always known he's been a fan. He likes him and all, but like he was just like another.
Well, didn't they do that induction thing? So now he's kind of.
Yeah, he did.
They did that induction thing like a month ago,
the Hall
or whatever.
Of Honor or whatever their Hall of Honor is called.
Yeah.
And yeah, for all the March Madness contributions and all that. But I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just admitting it felt weird, like watching it. I was like, Jim Nance, you know, why don't you paint your face?
Watch this.
I'm sticking to commercials.
What do you mean?
I'm sticking to commercials. I already talked about Jay Wright's commercial. This is another commercial that I really don't get it for a number of ways. I got to confess, this might be the most ridiculous, out of touch commercial that I've watched in a long time. This is I'll let you hear it. It's Chet Holmgren and Shai Gil-Alexander.
Oh, I saw this.
Of the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the commercial that they have going, and once you hear it, you'll recognize it.
AT&T just sent me a heads up on the best plan for me.
That's cool.
They know what a pro wants.
What a pro needs.
Whatever makes me happy.
Sets you free.
And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a pro wants, what a pro needs. Whatever makes me happy sets me free.
Good. A little bit flat. It'll get better.
All right, couple things. First of all, whatever with the singing, I'm just going to leave that to the side.
Mm-hmm.
How many people recognize Chet Holmgren and Shai Gil-Alexander outside of their uniforms? They should honestly be in their Oklahoma City uniforms because there are so many people. I guarantee you the majority of people that are watching that are saying, who the hell are these guys?
I can tell you from firsthand experience, my wife turned to me and said, who are those people? And then she asked me, what do they do? And she's a sports fan. I said, you know, the tall kid that was, you know, blah, blah, blah. That guy? They should like have like their name on it, like underneath them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like some sort of logo or something about that. Flat out, who are those people?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could go to HEB right now.
Yeah.
Maybe get stopped by one person. Maybe.
Yeah. I also feel like...
Chet Holmgren's 7 foot, so you know.
Yeah, but she knew he was somebody. But yeah. Like, what does he do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like you shouldn't be in those TV-type commercials until you're more popular. Like, unless they say, hey, you know, whatever. You know, Chet Holmgren, what do you think about blah,
or
blah, blah?
At least
blah.
Have your uniform on.
Yeah. Yeah, or have a uniform or a little name.
There's not a lot of guys
like that.
Like, some guys need their uniform on. Like, you guys need your uniforms on, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I feel like the Houston Cougars are going to win the national championship.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't pick them in my bracket. I have them in the Final Four, but I didn't pick them in my bracket.
Well, you should pick them in the Sweet 16.
Maybe in the thing that we're talking about doing, or you're talking about doing. I feel like that was about as big a test as they could possibly get. And already confident, already really good, and so many weapons and such good defense. I don't think there's anybody stopping them. I think this is going to be the first one. I think this is going to be, they're going to get it. They're going to get it done. And do you have a parade for the college team winning a national championship? You do, don't you? Figgy, is that parade worthy?
No.
Is that parade worthy?
I've never seen a college basketball parade.
In a small town, right? I've seen them.
You've got to, though, right?
I mean, it got to be some type of celebration.
I mean, they should just do it on campus, though.
Maybe a
smaller one. It's not like
a
downtown. It
should be like a big party.
Yeah, it's not like the Astros or something.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are just not Cougs fans.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Watch this.
So he was making the rounds a lot. I saw that he went locally viral. Vernon Maxwell called Vanessa Richardson Stephanie, and he was at the Jazz game. And then Vernon Maxwell was calling out a fan for selling his autograph for $60 mm-hmm. and making the rounds, making appearances. I got to confess, man, I think it's kind of insane. I don't think it's insane. I just think it's, I guess, salute the fact that Vernon Maxwell, he said something to like, you know, something has a nice ring to it, but Vernon has two rings to it. It's amazing to me that a guy who literally quit on the team and walked away, and look, you can make right, mm-hmm. but that it is like, it's just forgotten and all is well. And all you have to do is talk bad about Utah and go around and be a little bit hokey
and
about
show
it.
Up. And look, he does have a little
bit. I
gotta
confess, a little wild.
I think he might have some things going on where he just wants to. To kind of make some money, and this is a good place to do it.
I mean, but he quit, dude.
Yeah, but the whole Michael Jordan thing, you know, he could defend him and all that.
He quit.
You know, he did. He quit. He did.
And he's talking about the 2 weeks. He left.
Yeah, he did.
Like, we were having the conversation. Remember when Kevin Porter Jr. left the game?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, man, I can't remember if someone did that. Well, Vernon did during the championship run.
Yeah, he did.
He quit. And then he went and played for the Mavs and the Spurs. Yes. Shout out to him, man. Got to confess, it's wild to me. Coming up, foods that we love to hate. The Sweet 16, our Elite Eight, I should say, in the loop version next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, March Madness upon us. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Hope you had a good weekend. John Lopez has some more madness in the loop style. It is the foods you love to hate. The Elite Eight. 2 out of 3 wins. Advance to the championship. J-Lo, take it away. Foods you love to hate.
Yeah, you and Figgy gave me this idea. We've been doing this a couple times last week. We'll do it at least 2 or 3 times. This week, in the spirit of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, these are the matchups. You might love these foods. I do love these foods. Pretty much all these foods. Pretty much. Foods you love to hate. Now, you'll get the gist of what I'm talking about with the first matchup, Figgy. Pistachios that are hard to open. How many times you get those pistachios and you can't even open that little thing? You know, the little nut, the little shell? Versus crawfish, which are delicious, but really difficult to eat, or tedious to eat.
So which is better?
Which one do you hate the do you love to hate the most?
And I love both of these the most too.
Pistachios
That's crazy.
Are awesome, but they're hard to open sometimes. Are they? Yeah. Are they don't
sometimes
open
get them shellless.
No, sometimes they have the ones with no cut in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and you can't get your fingernail in there.
Yeah,
you gotta get your fingernail in there. I'll start. I love crawfish though. I love pistachios. That might be my favorite little
Yeah,
snack.
I like pistachios way more than crawfish.
But they're hard. They're frustrating.
Yeah, but they're worth it.
So which one is the hardest to eat that
which
you
one,
love?
Which one do you love to hate the most? Like, you'll go through the difficulty because you love it that much.
Pistachios. All day.
Yeah, I would say, pistachios.
Oh, this is an upset. I thought y'all easy. Were both going to say crawfish.
Nah, it's too much sometimes, man.
Okay, so pistachios gets the Sharpie.
The thing about a crawfish, though, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, and it's a commitment.
You know it's a commitment before you go.
Yeah. All right. The next Elite Eight game. Pumpkin spice in something other than coffee versus Peeps around Easter time. You'll love them.
I don't like either one of those things. Man. I don't mess with
either
one of those.
All right, well, then let's do it this way on this one. Who wins? Which one do you hate the most? Pumpkin spice and something other than coffee or Peeps around Easter?
I got to go with Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps are nasty. Nobody wants those. Those are a bit.
Peeps are going to win, but I'm voting for pumpkin spice and anything other than coffee. It drives me, as you guys know, nuts. Hey, it's a pumpkin spice donut. Yuck. Gross. I hate that. Pumpkin spice weird stuff. Did I see pumpkin spice? I want to say it was like pudding. No, it was rice pudding. Pumpkin spice rice pudding. Get the hell out of here with that. All right, how about these? And this might be another one where this is the next Elite Eight game. You have to hate it the most. Having to eat that dish that your aunt brought versus pineapple on pizza.
I mean, I would say, like, which do I hate the most?
Yeah.
I'm not ever.
Like, you got to put it on your plate.
Sometimes the aunt brings a good dish. Pineapple on pizza is never a choice for me.
Yeah.
It's never going to be a thing. So my aunts can cook their asses off, too. So. Mm-hmm. I can get down with that much easier than some pineapple on pizza.
Auntie, let me get some of that.
See where my mind was on this one? Like, there are some dishes, whether it's an aunt or somebody you just feel obligated to eat. It takes up vital space on the plate. Like, if you're not really all into it. Like, there are so much food you can put on your plate, and then you have to, because you don't want to be rude, put some of that on your plate. That, to me, that's crucial. I'm going to vote on that. So what'd you vote? Pineapple?
That's the worst. Yeah, pineapple's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
All right, so pineapple on pizza gets the Sharpie.
Can't believe that even it goes down.
It's a little more popular.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
But Auntie can sometimes bring it.
Yeah. All right, next Elite Eight matchup. Save the best for last. Which do you hate the most? Dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
Oh, that's the worst. You don't even have to say anything.
What's
else?
Worse than that?
Okay.
Nah. But leaving the tail on the shrimp in a pasta is garbage. Yeah. It's trash. It's one thing if you give me some peel and eat and I got to do it, but you're going to make my pasta and then throw the shrimp on there with the tails or throw it in the soup. Nothing's worse than that.
I got one
that
of those.
That is absolute
Saturday
scumball figures. Stuff.
I thought about y'all because Saturday I got some really good dish, but it had the tail on the shrimp.
It's awful.
And I couldn't really tell if the tail was on there
it's
or
terrible.
Not. So I just ate it, and I was like crunching.
The worst is some of the shrimp be having the whole skin and all that on it too.
Yeah,
so you have to peel the skin off and take the tail off.
It's awful.
Well, I think I know where you're going, but dishes that have the tail on the shrimp versus a crab that you have to crack and get the crab meat out yourself.
Some people like that. That's hard for
that's
me.
That's up there with crawfish.
It's up.
You know what you're getting into right there.
You cut your fingers sometimes. on the shell or whatever. Like, I love crab, like the stone crab or whatever, but you're trying to break it open, and then you snap it, and it sprays all over your face. Then you try to get your finger in there to get all the meat, and you got a little scrape on your finger. That one is very underrated, frustrating, but I'm going to go with the tail on the shrimp, yeah, too. So you want to do the final four now, or you want to wait until 12?
Let's do the final four now.
Not now. All right. Pistachios versus pistachios that are hard to open versus peeps everywhere around.
Peeps
Easter.
Are worse.
What do you hate more?
Peeps are worse.
Peeps. Yeah, I got to go with peeps.
They're awful. No point. Make candy corn look like freaking Milky Ways.
All right. Pineapple on pizza versus, this is a brawl now, dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
Tail on shrimp, because you can take the pineapple off the pizza. You can just like throw it off. You can rip the whole cheese off, mm-hmm, if you want and fold it up. But, I mean, what are we doing? And it's always at a nice restaurant, too.
Yeah.
And then there's the weasels on the text line. Shout out to you. They will say, "Oh, you know what? It leaves the flavor." Give me a break.
Not worth the risk reward.
Well, just eat the tail. Why the hell do I want to eat the tail?
Yeah, I don't want to eat the tail.
Like, what for? What? Like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Hey, you just should eat the tail. Why? What am I accomplishing there?
Yeah. No.
It's the worst.
I'm with you. I actually had a very nice meal. I had a really nice meal on Saturday night. And then I was like, why are they here?
I like peel and eat shrimp. Like, if I have to do the whole thing there, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you already got my damn Alfredo pasta right there.
Yeah.
It's steaming hot, and you put the shrimp on there with the tail.
Yeah.
Just give me the shrimp on the side then, and let me peel it and put it in there.
And then throw it in there.
Yeah, just throw me the, give me the shrimp on the side, and I'll squeeze it in there.
Yeah. All right, we have a championship game. Peeps versus dishes that have the tail on the shrimp. It's a good one. You hate peeps.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm not a big peeps fan either. You got your Easter outfit done for your girl?
No. I don't know, maybe.
Peeps versus dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
I got to go with peeps, man.
Oh.
I got to go with peeps because even with the shrimp, the tail on the shrimp, I would still eat the Alfredo.
I'd
just be digging into it. But yeah. I'm not eating no peeps, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm going with the shrimp on the tail. I think it's one of the most ridiculous things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's lazy, justified laziness. So I'm going to go with that.
You know, Figgy, you kind of convinced me. I think I'm going to go peeps. Because that, like I said, I got this idea because I had that Saturday night. I ate the hell out of it. I just was frustrated with the tail on the shrimp. I'm going to go peeps. Peeps is your food you love to hate the most.
All right. There you go. Another Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're going to do sports scandals. I have 8 sports scandals. Right. And we're going to discuss which one was the most entertaining. Entertainment value. We're not power ranking morals here, so don't sit here and...
Deshaun Watson was the worst.
Yeah, I'm not... We're not doing sexual stuff either.
Yeah.
We're gonna leave the sexual stuff out. Unless,
had enough of that.
The text board says otherwise, I'm sure.
Maybe a Tiger Woods might come up or something like that, but we're not doing like that deep in the game. So don't get on to me when I start to express my fascination for the O.J. Simpson trial.
For some really heinous
acting
thing.
Like I'm supporting murder or something like that. There is some under-the-radar cheating scandals. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, is supposed to speak today.
We'll see about that. Who's his interpreter going to be?
I don't know. Probably not the same guy.
Yeah, I would doubt so. I would doubt it.
Does the Astros, the way stuff went down with their cheating scandal, does it make you feel any different about how MLB should handle the Ohtani thing?
No, because I'm not deranged on social media. It's two different things. It's a team... conspiracy in the game versus and obviously, you know, I think people have held on to that far too long. That's a different story versus a really bad connection that the face of the game has with a illegal gambler. I think those are different things. And I also think this kind of fell in his lap. You know, it wasn't like a conspiracy by unless he did. Then we'll be talking. If Shohei Ohtani, if it comes out that Shohei Ohtani actually was the one you know, get, well, then we're talking.
I don't even care.
But I'm saying it would be more apt. It would be closer to what the Astros.
I would rather
did.
Them just move on.
Yeah. Well, they're going to move on.
Apparently, there's an FBI investigation.
Yeah, because of the money. I guess anytime the money gets involved like that. But like for now, from what we know and what we think, like this guy had a gambling problem. Shohei helped him out. That's still a big problem for Shohei, but it's not a baseball scandal like the Astros. Like if he's gambling.
Can baseball afford to have, like, let's say that we find out the worst about this. Mm-hmm. Can baseball afford to lose Shohei Ohtani as the face of their sport? Because they, I mean, he was, I don't want to say he was the only attraction. I don't want to minimize it, but from like a national brand perspective, mm-hmm. he's it, right?
Yeah. Well, they're already not, they're already fading with him. So no, they can't afford to lose him. Like baseball is really having a hard time, man. This just in. They're really having a hard time.
Coming up, let's go around the NFL. D'Amico Ryan speaks on the Texans additions. The Tennessee Titans, are they being smart or not? Plus a lot more going on at the owners' meetings next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.